Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Yep, I said Friday. 4th of July is right around the corner. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all along the line, along the GCN Live Radio Network, USA Radio, and selected Salem Radio stations in some of the largest markets in the country. And, of course, also a lot of leading independent stations, too, scattered here, there, and everywhere. Now, we also broadcast around the world via the Internet. Hello to Maria in Germany and her group over there. And a special shout-out to our listeners in India who are listening to us on a resource over there. Now, we also want to give a special shout-out, as we always do, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there right now working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, we certainly thank you for keeping America rolling along. That goes in particular for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, our men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, it also goes for the FedEx, the UPS, and the bulk mail carriers out there delivering the mail. Now, let's not forget about our suicide jockeys either, hauling the gas, the diesel, and all those petroleum products out there so that we can go when we want to. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also go over to MeWe, to Gab, to Parler, to Getter. We're on Donald Trump's Truth Social social platform. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from California, we're the land of milk and honey and fruit and nuts, and I guess Nancy Pelosi you can throw in that category, too. We got the one and only professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
I hate to bore you with the weather, but it's 82 degrees, clear skies, and today we could see 100 degrees in Florida and some selected inland areas.
Wow, yeah, getting warmer.
Yeah, well, 100 degrees in Florida is hot. Trust me, hot, because we got the ocean breeze and the Gulf breeze, and we normally don't see that much, but today could be the exception. Matter of fact, but we're supposed to break the record right here in the Tampa Bay area today. 96 is the high for today. We're supposed to go sailing right by that right here. We'll see. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because, of course, our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we know it, and we hope you get it. Well, folks, I'm going to get up on my soapbox a little bit. You probably figured I would after the Supreme Court decision yesterday, and I'm going to do just that. Now, the Supreme Court ruled on the Harvard affirmative action case, as well as a similar one involving higher education. After the ruling, you would have thought the Democrats had a bomb dropped in their house because they went nuts, including our president. But this isn't just about higher ed. This will be an earthquake in the world of corporate DEI. I'm talking about the diversity, the equity, and the inclusion programs where they've been trying to insert people, whether they're qualified or not, over other people who are qualified because of their race. Not in spite of, but because of their race. They were trying to put more minorities in at the corporate level. You've seen it everywhere. Now, companies that promise numerical outcomes, quotas essentially, we had it in the fire service, by the way, for race and gender, for their employees, are going to find themselves on the defense in the court of public opinion and in the actual courts as well. When the court reaffirmed the Constitution's requirement for equal protection for all persons, regardless of the color of their skin, it put reverse discrimination on legal notice. This puts companies that embrace these social engineering programs based on race instead of based on merit in a very vulnerable position. Watch the lawsuits come down the pike, Kyle. Now, the corporations that abandoned equality, treating everyone the same, in favor of equity, forcing certain outcomes, took a very, very foolish risk. The new Supreme Court ruling shows just how foolish that risk was. I believe the Supreme Court got it right. You can give us a call at 877-969-8600, whether you agree with me or don't. What do you think, Kyle?
Well, once again, you know, we're looking into the Constitution, and we're finding that if it doesn't exist in the Constitution, this is, I think, why, Captain, they're striking down these policies, because they don't fit within the confines of the Constitution. But you'll hear some arguing that, well, it's been so long you've had all this precedence here. It's always been this way for quite a long time. But once again, if you're looking to see exactly what the Constitution says, what it provides for, this is what these justices are doing. But, of course, it's within the power of the Congress, of the people of the United States, to change the Constitution. There's a process for that. But you're going to hear a lot of contention that somehow the Supreme Court justices did something wrong, and I don't think they did.
By the way, Richard of Marine chiming in. He's saying, good morning, Captain and Mr. Kyle. Great to be back home from Sacramento. Some for five, Richard. You betcha, Richard. I hope you enjoy the program tonight. It's going to get very interesting. All right, don't go anywhere. Kyle, you hang on, folks. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and thank you very much for tuning in to tonight's show, Friday night, Friday morning, if you will. And, of course, we will be around on the 4th of July. We have a special show on that day, play a lot of patriotic stuff, and talk about the Declaration of Independence and how the America got its start. It's a very interesting and educational show, certainly for people that don't understand how we got to where we're at. Now, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell. He is the founder of and inventor of MyPillow. He's at it again. 4th of July weekend, you wouldn't expect anything else. Items up to 80% off. Got to go to the website, take a look, see what I'm talking about. MyPillow.com. Go over there. You'll start to see items on sale. And you may or may not see prices, but where you see the prices is when you enter the promo code. Promo code will always be one word, Captain. Captain. Go over there, put the word Captain in, see what you're going to save, and you'll be amazed. Some of it's 80%, some of it's 70%, 60%, 50%, 33%, 25%, whatever, but they're all discounted, and you'll save a bunch of money. And red, white, and blue runs through his veins, so he's got a bunch of stuff that's red, white, and blue, too, for the 4th of July. And remember, all the MyPillow products, every single one of them come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can buy it and understand if it doesn't work for you or if it's not something you want or if you want to exchange it, they're not going to argue with it. They're going to do it. So go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's Captain on the promo code. Or if you want, you can call them. There's someone at this phone number right now to answer your questions and answer your call. You can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Get a live person. Ask some questions. Place your order. Whatever you want to do. So that's MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Phone number 800-641-5459. 5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we had another major story yesterday, which was kind of overshadowed a little bit by the Supreme Court decision. And everybody in Florida, especially South Florida, that was involved with the Parkland High School shooting, remember that?
I do, yes.
Was watching the trial and the verdict for this deputy, Scott Peterson, who was charged with a bunch of failure to respond and contributing to the death and whatever the charges were. But following the killings of these kids by this deranged shooter, he was compelled to retire out of shame and guilt. He was shamed out of being a deputy. Because when the shooter began firing, he was the only other person at the school with a gun that could have taken this guy down. And instead of reacting the way I would have, which is to go towards the gunshots, and several other police officers did, we saw him on video, he stayed outside, and his excuse was he thought that it might have been a sniper firing from outside. Well, apparently the jury bought that, but I think he chickened out. That's just me. That's my opinion, and I am entitled to my opinion. You're entitled to yours. I think he just chickened out, and he lost his nerve, because when the other cop showed up that was his backup, that other local police department, they immediately went into the building, that he stayed outside. He should have gone in with them. So he was found not guilty of all the charges. A lot of people were in shock, especially the parents. What do you think?
Well, we know, Captain, that this particular deputy, Scott Peterson, is the first law enforcement official to be tried in connection with a school shooting, by the way. You're right. He said he thought he didn't understand the location of where the shots might be coming from. That might be one thing, but certainly it became a lot more clear where the shots were coming from. And I don't condone his actions at all, because I believe he should have run into the school to try to help the children. There's no doubt about that. We don't know what people are going to do until they get into that situation. But I know that many law enforcement officers might say the training takes over. This is something that they're supposed to do almost automatically. And why this person failed to do it, we don't really know. But he was found not guilty by a jury in this. But I think, as you said, a lot of people will have their opinion about it.
All right, I don't know if this is the Allen in Oklahoma that we know or haven't heard from in a while, but he's been a listener for years. But I've got a message here from Allen in Oklahoma, and he says, is it true the court exempted the military academies from the higher education race ruling? Yes, it is, because if you remember right, the military recruits using quotas, and they do try to get minorities. That's part of what they do in the military. They are exempt from this ruling.
Well, that's exactly right. I think one of the larger implications, though, Captain, of what we saw happen with the Supreme Court, and there's more to come, by the way, from the Supreme Court today on Friday, and that is that the Democrats are certainly going to latch on to this, much as they did the Roe v. Wade decision that came down last year. This is going to factor into the election like you wouldn't believe. Also, which I think is very important for our listeners to know, is that you're going to continue to hear now calls that the court is now somehow illegitimate. The President of the United States said that he believed that this court is now realizing that people are, quote, questioning its legitimacy, basically, questioning their legitimacy. And I don't think that that's a great thing for a president to say, any president, about any branch of government. We live in the United States of America. We're not a banana republic where suddenly you can just call into question the legitimacy of our United States government. I think those are fighting words. I think it's reprehensible, and I think that he needs to try to walk those statements back, because if a Republican had said something like that, they would say it's completely destabilizing. So stay tuned. This is not going well.
By the way, we got a good morning shout at us from George Godfather. Good morning, George. So hope you're doing well. He's listening to us right now.
Yes, good morning, George. Yes, I see him in the chat room. That's wonderful.
Now, the other thing is we need to talk a little bit, and we'll talk a lot about it during the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, but we've got the poor air quality just almost everywhere to the north, and I mean this schmutz, as I like to call it, is excessive in some areas. The northern peninsula, again, of Michigan tonight, it's raining, but it's not helping the smoke situation. The smoke is pushing itself again all the way through the Northeast, all the major states, New York, all of New York, by the way, all of Pennsylvania, all of New Jersey, all of Maryland, the western part of Virginia, the mountains primarily, all of Ohio, all of Michigan, part of Indiana, part of Illinois, all of Wisconsin, part of Iowa, part of North Carolina, as well as the mountains of South Carolina and the higher elevation north of Atlanta. So that's a lot of area. Oh, and I forgot Connecticut tonight and Massachusetts both are covered by this.
Well, it really is. It's a real disaster, I think, in the true sense of the word, because so many people are being affected health-wise on this. And it's just really, really terrible. I can't imagine what it's like. I mean, I understand somewhat because of the wildfires that we have here in California. And when that smoke starts descending and it's all around, it's you can't breathe. That's for real.
Now, by the way, getting back to the court decision, Alan Dershowitz said that it's a ruling that he had personally wanted to see for the last 50 years. He believed this was unconstitutional, what they were doing. And a lot of us did, because I saw it in the fire service. I saw people get promoted and moved by people that were far senior and had more experience. And I told you about that one fire chief, whose name shall remain anonymous, who wound up getting some people killed because of his inability to be able to recognize what a fire was going to do when it flashed over and took some people with it.
Yes, that's very, very concerning. One of the things Dershowitz talked about, Captain, was he said he thought that the action should be based on economic, social, and personal characteristics rather than on race and race alone. He said he wrote about this in early 1970s, for goodness sake. And so that's still going to be a large part of these college admissions things, but it's going to take race out of the, you know, out of having been such a large weight to it,
yeah.
And people's personal triumphs are actually going to shine through when they try to apply to college.
All right, well, when we come back, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we got a little clip of Joe Biden yesterday and what he had to say. You're going to love this one because he said, no, we don't need to expand the court, but he also said something else that contradicted a lot of other things. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. The Captain's America Third Watch for a Friday is on the air.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The former school resource officer Scott Peterson has been found not guilty on all counts for his response to the deadly school shooting in Parkland, Florida. An emotional Peterson spoke after the verdict.
I would hope I would never want any law enforcement officer in this country to go through what I went through.
Peterson was the only armed officer at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School at the time of the 2018 massacre that killed 17 people and wounded 17 others. Race can no longer be used as a factor in college admissions. It comes after the Supreme Court today ruled in favor of challenges to affirmative action programs at the University of North Carolina and Harvard. The High Court ruled that the university's admissions policies were unconstitutional. Aspartame is an artificial sweetener that's expected to be declared a possible cancer causer by the World Health Organization. Dave Collins, USA.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bae.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bae.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bae.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a part of an integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation over time. And that's one of the problems that I had was the inflammation leading to pain, leading to swelling. The fluid built up in my legs and it damn near killed me because it got up into my chest, got up around my heart, and was literally drowning me internally. Now, Relief Factor is a preferred plan that hundreds of thousands of people use, and it's been proven to work for them, and it just might work for you. Because if you're suffering with, oh, maybe you got back pain, knee pain, leg pain, maybe you got swelling of the legs, that sort of stuff, and you're kind of at your wit's end and don't know what to do, how to handle it, this is something that will definitely keep it in check, but it won't stop it. It won't stop the problem. You need to see a doctor, and they'll help you. Now, the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It will lower or even eliminate the pain associated with exercise and everyday living. Now, Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from the four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. And the best part of it is, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And it supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort you're in. Comes in convenient little packets, supports healthy joints and muscles, and it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You get it all by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Gets you the $19.95 3-week quick start. You get started on it, see what it'll do for you, and away you go. And by the way, Kyle Warren likes to say,
All you have to lose is pain.
ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out. Okay, Kyle, you know, again, Joe Biden, yesterday, he was being interviewed on MSNBC, and I don't know why he went over there, except I guess he figures they were friendly. But he went over there to MSNBC and did an interview, and at the end of the interview, he just stood up, shook the interviewer's hand, the young lady's hand, and walked off the set in his own little tippy-toe way. You got an audio that pertains to some of that. Have you got ready to play it?
Well, yeah, the audio clip we have is where he's talking about the Supreme Court. And he gives this, you know, his voice gets very dramatic, you know, and he's issuing, I guess, a dire warning to the Supreme Court
justices. He's mad.
Yeah, and he says the following. Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, their legitimacy is being questioned.
I didn't hear
again,
it.
Here we go again.
We didn't
okay,
hear
we'll, it. We'll try it again. We'll try it again here real quick. Here we go.
Questioned.
Okay, I think we have to run that back.
Their legitimacy is being questioned in ways that hadn't been questioned in the past.
So there you have Joe Biden saying the Supreme Court's now being questioned. Its legitimacy is being questioned as if it has never been done in the past or has never been done up to this point.
Now, remember
that, Captain.
Go ahead.
So I was just going to say that again, I think is unacceptable in the grand sense, because in our system, we have a Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is the final word. Now, of course, they want to use this as a campaign thing. They want to stir up all kinds of animosity. But you know, every single time the court does something that they don't like it for their politics, it's suddenly illegitimate. But the other day, the Supreme Court made rulings that were, I think, in line, you know, with their thought process. It wasn't illegitimate then.
Here's the problem. They can't do a damn thing about it because they'd have to change the Constitution. They're not about to do that. He can make all the bluster he wants about, well, executive order, blah, 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 blah. No, no, you can't. The Supreme Court is a separate branch of government.
Exactly right. It's a co-equal branch mm-hmm. of government.
Yep.
And just as Joe Biden is the president and just as the Congress is the Congress.
Yep.
It's just that simple. Yeah.
They cannot pass a law packing the court, adding to the court, changing anybody or anything without changing the Constitution first when it comes to the Supreme Court. The only thing they can do is impeach a judge for doing something wrong.
And they're trying to do that all the live long day.
Yeah, with Clarence Thomas and now with Judge Alito. They want to try to get rid of two of them, not one. Then that would give them the majority. As long as Biden's in, they would appoint liberal judges, and we'd get this deal like what we heard yesterday with whatever the hell her name is. The one that's got three first names.
But Ketanji Brown Jackson.
There you go.
Yes. But I think, well, because the Democrat Party elite, Joe Biden and the others, they look at Supreme Court justices as votes, as rubber stamps, because all these decisions, which should be based on legitimate constitutional history and understanding, really should are only informed by the liberal ideology, basically. So they want votes. They don't want anybody to make a constitutional argument about something, because that's way too complex and it's way too much the way the founders actually intended it. So they just want liberal votes. So they can say, this is what we want, and the liberal justices will just rubber stamp it. That's no way to run a railroad.
Now, Biden, of course, said it would be a mistake to try to expand the Supreme Court. Okay, fine, we'll accept that. But again, remember, they try to accuse us and the Republicans of everything that they, in fact, are doing. Talk about illegitimacy. He's the illegitimate president because they stole an election from us, and we all know it.
Well, but once again, everything was certified, the nation moves forward, and this actually goes to my point. You know,
wait a minute, let me stop you for a second, because, boy, I've been waiting to jump on this one. Certified by some people in certain states, more people voted than were registered to vote. Yep, they certified that vote. That never should have happened. Never.
Right. Well, but the idea, again, is that, well, if that's the case, then should people storm the Capitol building? You know, it's this kind of thing that that leads to a lot of chaos. And I think, Captain, there's the powers that be that actually want chaos. They want some, they want people to go to the Supreme Court and protest and go to the houses of Supreme Court justices, which we've seen happen as well. They want all this to happen because it's completely destabilizing. And they believe that if they can get the American system to just implode, then they can come up with the, now we're going to do it the right way. We're going to have our one person, one vote. And when they mean that, what they mean is a mob rule, you know, tyranny of majority. They want to get rid of the Electoral College, and the list goes on. And this is all the little stepping stones that some of these bad actors, I think, want to use to destroy the American system. It's far from it at this point, thank God, but yeah, I think this is what they envision.
How many people have we got in the United States population? Well, let me change that, because you probably won't get this. How many people in the United States voted for Donald Trump last election?
Well, what is it, some 80 million votes or something like that?
Okay, most of those people had a cell phone, right?
One might think.
Most of those people have a camera in their cell phone, right?
Right.
You have 81 million private detectives out there that if you see something, take a picture of it and say something. Got to have proof.
Yeah,
proof.
Yeah,
got to have proof. Take a picture. Show it to somebody in the power of authority at the supervisor of elections office or your local precinct or whatever party chairman, whatever it is you got, wherever you can go, get the ball rolling, and that's how you contradict this thing. And by the way, they're in store for a real treat this time because that's something that's going to happen.
Well, one might think, and of course, because of what people perceive as a lot of the shenanigans and so forth, and you're right, so there has to be something clear-cut. But unfortunately, all the lawsuits that were brought, just as you said in the past, all the lawsuits that were brought never went anywhere.
Nope, because of who the judges were and what states they were doing it in. Now, the IRS whistleblower, the second one, has totally contradicted Attorney General Garland and maintains that Hunter Biden received special treatment and was tipped off that the FBI was coming to search his place.
Well, again, very interesting stuff because, again, you've got these high levels where this game is being played, and make no mistake, it's a game to them. They realize they all know Hunter Biden has problems. They all know Hunter Biden is a liability, and they're doing everything they can in order to make sure it doesn't blow back onto Joe Biden. But it's starting to, and it's something that's unraveling, and I don't think that they can control it as much as they thought they could.
Yeah, by the way, George has asked me if I know that they're still protesting at the House of the Supreme Court Justice. No, not to my knowledge. All right, hold that thought,
yeah,
Kyle.
Yeah, interesting, yeah.
Yeah, hold that thought, Kyle. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Truckers Highway and Bible Report will tell you about the smoke problem that's still up there in the north. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm the right to wear a pair of beat-up boots. Is it the size of your tires and your fires or your wild-ass buddies? Well, give me a minute, let me hit you with some hometown truth. You can be a cowboy on the Texas plain or a plowboy waiting on the rain. We're all a little different, but we're all the same. Everybody doing their own thing. I got my dirt road cred when I was 12 on a no-cab tractor hauling in bales, backing in boats, fishing rim lines, running bird dogs through the Georgia pines. Step side covered down in peanut dust. Friday night spotlight, and that was us. It might not have been you, but I can't judge. Just be proud of what makes you country. Does it run in your blood? Did it come from your daddy and mama? Were you converted by an Alabama song on the radio that feels so right? Did you lock eyes with a little green-eyed girl from Jackson?
you. I just gotta know. Me, I got my Sunday learning in a live old church. Silver Queen corn in the backyard dirt. Waiting for the fall to finally come along. So I can grab my gun and get my outside on. Step side covered down in peanut dust. Friday night spotlight, and that was us. It might not have been you, but I can't just be proud of what makes you country.
What makes you country, Kyle?
Well, I'd like to think my values, and I think even my heritage as well.
Well, let me tell you something. Being born and brought up on a farm, and our closest neighbor was about 3 miles away because we had some pretty big farms where I was at. Every time you got in trouble, everybody got in trouble, and the whole freaking neighborhood showed up. All the farmers. If a farmer had a fire, people would show up to help get the barn torn down and the barn built back up again. Never saw anything quite like it, and I guess it never will again.
Well, that's really powerful, isn't it?
Yep. Well, that's when people were people, and they were friendly, and they were proud of it. It didn't matter if you were green, blue, yellow, whatever you were. We had blacks. We had Puerto Ricans. We had Latinos. We had the migrants that came up from the south to pick the crops and whatnot, and I can remember some of the kids playing basketball and baseball with the kids from down south, the migrants' kids, and we just had a lot of fun, and nobody even thought about color, not even a word, not a freaking word. Wake up, America. We can go back to those days if you really want to. Now, excessive heat in the south in California into the southwest is a rule of the order for the next couple of days, probably through the weekend. Very poor air quality is, again, lingering in the east. People with asthma and people with breathing problems and people with heart conditions really shouldn't be going outside spending much time if you're in New York, Pennsylvania, Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Delaware, certain parts of Virginia, certain parts of Carolina, and, of course, up in the upper Midwest, Michigan and Wisconsin. But, Kyle, you got some really, really morbid heat, high heat conditions in the desert out there.
Well, that's right, Captain. Just as you were saying, we got a lot of heat coming in for the weekend and the West Coast area, especially California, and also in the American Southwest, Arizona in particular, right around Phoenix. Excessive heat warning there with temperatures that could go up to 115 degrees. It's not much better as you make your way over towards Kingman and Las Vegas, Nevada, and then also into the high desert of California. That's Interstate 15, Barstow, Baker. I wonder what the thermometer at Baker is going to say at this point, but it's probably going to be pretty high because we definitely have some very high temperatures forecast there as we move into the weekend. Central Valley as well, as we move into the weekend, you've got temperatures maybe up to 111 degrees. Also, up in Reno, as you make your way out I-80 towards Winnemucca, you've got summer heat arriving for the 4th of July weekend. You can get up to the 100-degree mark pretty easily, they're saying, so do be aware of that. Be very careful. And of course, if you're traveling, make sure you have water. Make sure your air conditioner is working, and make sure that you take all those precautions, especially if you're traveling across the desert, just in case. That's always a good rule of thumb. We're looking at the radar map here. If you're coming out I-80 east out of Cheyenne towards Pine Bluffs, you're going to have some rain coming across the road there. Also down in Denver, south of Denver right now, we're reading some bands of moderate to heavy rain. This is also going to I-76 as you go through Fort Morgan and Akron. Of course, that branches off from 76 there. But if you're on your way up to Sterling, you're definitely still going to have rain coming across the road there. Then south of the border, that is the border of Colorado and New Mexico, if you're going down I-25, you have all kinds of rain. As soon as you cross over the border into New Mexico, staying east of Santa Fe right now, but it's stretching down to about Santa Rosa. So be careful out there.
Well, we're going to start in North Dakota because in North Dakota tonight, western swing of North Dakota, about 50 miles in from Wyoming and about 30 miles in from Colorado, you've got rain. You've got some flood watches and warnings. You've also got a line of storms that's been moving across Nebraska tonight, pretty much in the center part of the state. And then down starting in Kansas, the eastern part of Kansas, from Kansas City straight south on down to Oklahoma, to include Tulsa, to include Joplin, Missouri, all the way down, let's see here, down into East Texas to include a straight line all the way down to Beaumont, all the way down to Houston, and down to Galveston. You've got temperatures in the 90s and perhaps approaching 100 in some areas. You've had some rain. You've got some coastal flooding down there around Houston with all the rain they've had from the storms. Then when you go over into Missouri, most of Missouri is going to be in the 90s, and over towards St. Louis and southern Illinois, you can see 100-degree temperatures. Southern Illinois also is in the high temperature range, as is the southern part of Indiana, the western part of Kentucky. More than half of Tennessee, all the way over to Nashville, temperatures approaching 100 degrees or more. Going down into Alabama, about half the northern half of the state, 100-degree temperatures. Birmingham could see that today. Mississippi, you could see 100-degree temperatures all over the state, even down to the Gulf. Down to the Gulf, the same thing applies, by the way, in Alabama. Forgot to mention that. And then you've got Louisiana, a lot of warm temperatures in Louisiana. Could be near 100 degrees in New Orleans again today, where they've had some spotty rain showers and whatnot and some coastal flooding there. Coming on up into Arkansas, same thing. Half of Arkansas along the Mississippi River and inland to Little Rock and down 30 towards Texas. You've got 100-degree temperatures predicted for today. And then my area of Florida, it's going to be warm. They're talking about record temperatures. We could break the all-time record high of 96 here in Tampa today, and they're talking possibly inland down around U.S. 27. That'd be the borderline. You could see some 100-degree temperatures in Florida today. Now, again, the smoke warnings are just about everywhere in the north. Wisconsin looks terrible. Raining in the upper peninsula of Michigan, but it's not helping the smoke. Smoking across all of Michigan, all of Indiana, parts of Ohio, all of New York, all of Pennsylvania, all of Connecticut, all of Massachusetts, about half of Virginia, the mountains of South Carolina, and the mountains of Georgia right now. So that's what we got going on. Kyle, why do we go to the Pilot and Flying J?
Well, folks, you want to go to the Pilot and Flying J travel centers all across the highways and byways of the United States, because they want to be your oasis out there on the road. That's exactly what they say, and they work hard every day in order to be that oasis where you can pull in off the road, get your fuel, get your supplies, get something great to eat and great to drink, and get back out on the road. You want to check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check out their My Rewards Plus app where you can earn points. Also, find out how you can save up to 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. RVers, check them out too, pilotflyingj.com.
By the way, congratulations to the Tampa Bay Rays, Randy Arozarena and Yandy Diaz, on being selected as starters for the 2023 Major League Baseball All-Star Game on July the 11th. Congratulations to those guys. There'll be more Rays to be picked. We'll be right back with Kyle Warren, hour number two coming up. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-800.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.